Welcome back to another episode of Sustainable Idaho here on KISU. Sustainable Idaho explores issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. This show is a partnership between Portneuf Resource Council, Idaho State University's Sustainability Club, and KISU. Thank you to those organizations for making Sustainable Idaho possible. This week, our hosts are Christopher Brown and Julie Raymond.
Welcome back to another episode of Sustainable Idaho here on KISU. Sustainable Idaho explores issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. Sustainable Idaho is a collaboration between the Portneuf Resource Council, Idaho State University's Sustainability Club, and KISU. Thank you to these organizations for making Sustainable Idaho possible. Chris Brown and I share the flight deck for this show today. Last week, I introduced you to the ISU Sustainability Club, past and present members, and the dedicated faculty advisors for the club. Today, we are taking a look at campus sustainability, casting our gaze beyond the campus of Idaho State University to sketch out what sustainability looks like on other university campuses, and to get a feel for the innovations and cutting-edge progress on sustainability. Sustainability is an area of focus on all of Idaho's university campuses. The programs of our universities are unique and in various stages of development. Today we've invited Second Nature. Second Nature is a nonprofit based in Massachusetts committed to accelerating climate action in and through higher education. Second Nature strategizes success by mobilizing higher education institutions to act on bold climate commitments, to scale campus climate initiatives, and to create innovative climate solutions. Since the organization's founding in 1996, they have worked at hundreds of colleges and universities with over 4,000 faculty and administrators to make sustainability fundamental to education. In 2006, that commitment took on a laser focus aimed at addressing the largest environmental challenge that civilization has ever faced, global climate change. With the launch of the President's Climate Leadership Commitments, now the longest-standing voluntary carbon reduction program in the world, and through it, the Climate Leadership Network of over 600 universities and colleges formed. Today, Ruby Woodside, Climate Programs Senior Manager at Second Nature, joins us to share the important and innovative work being done on sustainability at places of higher education. Ruby, how does a more sustainable campus benefit a university?
The most apparent way it can be a cost-saving mechanism, especially if schools are relatively new to this. There's a lot of often low-hanging fruit and a lot of improvements they can make in terms of efficiency on campus that actually will save the school money in a very short, a very short time period. So that's kind of the first benefit. I mean, there's a million different pathways towards addressing climate change and towards meeting carbon neutrality. So the schools that we work with, everyone has a very different pathway and a very different climate action plan for how they're going to meet their goals. I should mention that there are a number of schools, I believe 9, that have already achieved campus carbon neutrality. And even among these 9 campuses, each school has followed a very different pathway. A lot of it depends on what climate region they're a part of, how large the school is, what their emissions footprint looks like, where most of their emissions are coming from, what types of energy options might be available to them depending on what climate region they're part of. So there's variety in terms of how schools are moving forward and how schools are meeting their goals. One topic or area of interest that we've seen growing a lot in the last few years is this idea of climate resilience. Schools are really already facing the impacts of climate change. There's schools that have dealt with very severe droughts, very severe wildfires that have forced them to shut down campus. There's so many impacts that schools are already seeing. The idea of resilience is really resonating more and more. Resilience as a term maybe doesn't have the same political connotations as sustainability does, at least it doesn't yet. So in a lot of areas, we hear from schools that working under the context of resilience and building resilience, they're able to develop new relationships and bring new people into the kind of environmental sustainability work, allows schools, I think, to develop new connections and just create a broader tent for this type of work. I think universities often have a little bit more flexibility than other types of institutions, so they can experiment. They can, pilot new technologies and new solutions on campus where, a city might not be able to do that to the same extent. So universities, I think, really be agents of change in that way because they have a little bit more freedom to try new things on campus. I think also I get really excited where there's partnerships between campuses and their cities or towns that they work with. But a lot of schools are doing really interesting work partnering with their cities. Sometimes they're doing joint climate action plans, or they're really involved in pushing for more climate-friendly policy. So there's a number of schools that have implemented internal carbon pricing policies, and there's a few different ways to do this. Some schools have put carbon fees on air travel, which is, I think, really interesting, and that's a way for them to generate revenue, which then they can invest in either carbon offsets in some cases or other emissions reduction projects on campus. Some schools have implemented a revenue-neutral internal carbon pricing policy where they'll charge every department or building on campus, depending on how their energy use has changed relative to the university's baseline. And so the idea is to provide a financial incentive within the university for these different groups to reduce their emissions. And so I think there's some really creative ways of thinking about incentivizing behavior change and incentivizing different decision making on campus, and to make the decisions that will result in fewer emissions more competitive with traditional sources of energy. So I think things like that are really interesting. There's a few schools that we work with that really deeply reduce their emissions, and so they're actually able to develop carbon credits, which they're able to sell as a way to generate revenue. One of the schools did this through a very large district scale geothermal insulation on campus. And so now many of their campus buildings are run on this geothermal system, you know, really interesting. And it's enabled the school to move forward their anticipated date for achieving carbon neutrality because they're moved from reliance on coal to their own internal geothermal plant. So that's kind of the operational business continuity part of it. There's a lot of interest in sustainability. Students obviously care about this a lot. There's a big youth movement for sustainability and climate action. And so I think in terms of recruiting students and faculty, you know, talented faculty as well, students want to go to a campus that is taking climate change seriously, that does have sustainability, and that has opportunities for students to get involved with that. And it's a university reputation and attract students as well.
Thank you, Ruby Woodside, Climate Program Senior Manager at Second Nature. What an interesting and inspiring collection of ideas, strategies, and commitments you've shared with us today. Thank you to our sponsors, the Portneuf Resource Council and the ISU Sustainability Club. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org/programs/sustainableidaho. For now, this is the final episode of Sustainable Idaho. The entire series can be heard at kisu.org/programs/sustainableidaho. If you'd like to learn more about sponsorship opportunities for future episodes of this show, please contact Linda Engel at sustainableclub.isu.edu. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, this is Felix, the Sustainability Club president. If you are an ISU student concerned about sustainability, go ahead and add us on Facebook and Instagram at ISU Sustainability Club. Visit our website at sites.google.com/ISU Sustainability Club or email us at sustainableclub@isu.edu.
Sustainable Idaho airs every Tuesday morning at 7:35. We explore issues such as Idaho's water, energy, agriculture, and climate. Thank you to our partners, the Portneuf Resource Council, ISU Sustainability Club, and KISU. Links to this and past programs can be found at kisu.org/program/sustainableidaho.